previously on HP Oddcast. He's always standing the curtain at Israel doing his Eddie Vedder.
Oh, behind the curtain?
Yeah.
This is Eddie Vedder with a migraine. Do you ever notice that Eddie Vedder in all songs wants to be things like Christmas trees and Christmas lights?
No, I didn't.
I wish I was a Christmas tree. Hide behind the store.
And now, part two with Kevin McGee. Invited him over at Caroline's one night.
Yeah, I did it.
I'm so glad I'm reminding him of his past. Yes. You see, now that's why I do homework. See, that's why. And that everybody...
He seems to have forgotten.
Yeah, Caroline.
Caroline?
And the way she mentioned it, the way your mother mentioned it was like, you know that nightclub in the city? I'm not too familiar with that nightclub. I think it's popular by some... Caroline? It's like, oh yeah, that little small club in the city. Next to the deli kind of cafe.
Yeah, my mother thinks every black person on TV is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, is it?
No, Ma,
it's just a black guy in television.
Just a black guy. You should introduce me to him.
Eddie, you have a beard.
Come on, it's Eddie.
You being his mother.
Thank you.
Kevin, you've changed.
You know, my mom always ends it going, goes, oh, Eddie Murphy, a decent man, though. I don't know if he's that decent, but maybe he is. I don't fucking know.
He's colored, you know.
He's colored.
I don't think he's progressed that much. Yeah.
I hope your wallet is in your sock.
Yeah. You gotta remember, this guy. Colored's one word away from Negro. So
just start telling Tom.
Tom.
Hi, did
my dad pick up the phone?
No, he wasn't. Yeah, she was
anxiety. No, he's fucking nervous. He's got bowel.
I don't want to get him.
No, I
got IBS, Kevin.
She said that you liked Irish matzo balls.
Yeah, my mother makes matzo ball soup. Is that chicken matzo ball soup?
Irish matzo ball.
Well, she worked with a lot of Jewish families. She used to cook and clean for them.
Really?
Those titty Jews. Now
to a word from our sponsor.
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
National Hebrew Hospital.
Very Jews.
We're in a producer's club, I'd say.
I'm just saying, they were three Jewish
families. Oh, no. Look at my beard, man.
There's
problems now.
The whole room just shook.
Oh.
The whole room just shook.
How quick can that be edited?
Fuck it.
I ain't editing because the first I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Second, no, you can't edit the truth, man.
You can't. Oh, dirty. Oh, boy.
Huh?
It's like,
just ask Sam Dusky.
Dirty and love.
Oh, no. I can't make a joke about Sam
Dusky. Okay, no, that's why I wrote here.
My mother worked for Jewish families, and then she cooked lunch. She cooked the variety of foods. In one family was a Russian Jewish family, so my mother adopted this thing called matzo ball chicken soup.
So how much did they pay her, though?
Huh?
Were they cheap?
No, it paid well. My mother, my mother was like the Alice, you know, Alice and
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, she was like that, but she didn't live there. She would just show up.
So she was lesbian.
She was a lesbian.
Oh. You said Alice from Brady Bunch.
She was a rug cleaner and a rug licker at the same time.
I know she was, Kevin. Your lesbian mother had a child who was fat and collected rocks.
Yeah. Nice smash matchbox cards, too.
Where did you wind up? You wound up being a comedian.
That's
all well-adjusted people.
Well, you know what? Like, I think all of the childhood experiences that shaped me in... worked the Caroline's thing. Like, you know, when I was like, the first time I did impressions and stuff like that, I did E.T. for the nuns in first grade.
Exactly.
They all gathered around. Did she tell you about that?
You were taught by nuns.
I was.
I was like, wow, nuns.
Nuns.
Extremely.
You went to a lot of Catholic schools.
I did.
And then when you were going to college.
Right.
That's, Catholicism didn't end there. You went to a Catholic college.
I did initially,
really?
Yeah.
Which one?
St. Thomas Aquinas.
That's it.
That?
Yeah. It's up in Rockland County.
So you went to Catholic college?
I did, but then I couldn't. I just couldn't.
You couldn't hack it?
Couldn't hack it.
It was too dirty.
Why is it dirty?
That seems like the perfect place to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is?
I mean, if you like boys.
He invited the nuns to his Caroline.
Well, originally what happened was in first grade they discovered that I was dyslexic. So I had reading problems and all other problems.
Does this get emotional?
No.
It sounds emotional.
Alan, can we have a box of tissues, please?
No. So they called.
So shouldn't you be saying, telling this story backwards or something?
Well, yeah.
When I was 78.
Like, is this podcast in Swedish? No, it's in dyslexic.
It's cast.
It's an LD.
It's
like top model when they have
that's
backwards.
An acronym for learning disability.
I'm sorry, but you
a lot of day saints.
No, I wasn't emotionally disturbed. I just had a learning disability, that's all.
So did people think you were stupid?
Well, this is what happened was that the nun called, Sister Marie Helen called up, sorry to use your name, Sister Marie, I don't think she's
listening.
I
don't remember her name. That's
yeah, Sister Marie Helen, because I still see them at Dunkin' Donuts when I go up to visit my parents.
Really? They're still alive?
They're like 107.
They're on Starbucks.
Your mother's 70 years old.
It's pure evil.
Yeah, they're good women. They called my mother and said, you need to come in and we have some issues with your son in school, and they said, he's
sweet boy.
Well, they say he's dyslexic. He's got mirroring problems, and classic dyslexia is, you write things backwards, and you have reading difficulties. So my mother goes, and this is my quote. My mother goes, my mother thought I was retarded. She didn't know anything about dyslexia. Yeah,
right.
So I didn't remember.
You need shock therapy.
Huh? Well, my parents came in, and the nun said to my parents, he said, well, we don't have, there's nothing here for your son. He's, the modifications, and he's a special ed. They didn't have that at Catholic schools.
Oh, was you a special
Catholic schools are not mandated for IEPs. This is what I learned later as a teacher. Individual education plans. If you're certified, federal mandates came back in the 70s for that. But anyway, to mandate the schools to give you modifications, time extended, extra reading time. So anyway, I didn't,
Hence the comedy funny bone.
That too, hence the straight path to tech school. Vocational school. So, anyway, so they said, we're going to send your son. We can't help him here. His only alternative is to go to vocational school. BOCES, they called it up in Rockland County.
Did you ride the little school bus?
Oh. They want, my dad was like, no joke, to this day, my dad's the only man that ever cursed at a nun. It's the only time he said, fuck that. Sorry, it was my dad.
There goes the mic.
My son is not going, because we moved from the Bronx. We moved from the Bronx to go to the schools up there, and have that life. My dad's like, I'm not sending him with a bunch of...
Yeah, because you grew up...
Real criminals and learning.
You were born in Rockland, in case you didn't know. I like when they tell you where you were born, and all of a sudden you're like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you grew up, and this is what I thought funny, that I thought you grew up in the Congo.
I did grow up in the Congo.
In the Congo jungle. Yeah.
Really?
No, he actually was brought up in Congers.
Congers, yes, Congers, New York.
Where a lot of people think you grew up in Congress.
No, I didn't grow up. I wasn't gerrymandered when I came out of the vagina. So
I was like, you grew up in Congo. What the fuck? I didn't know you were South African. But you grew up in Congers, New York State, and that's where you decided to become a teacher. Yeah, I had to Google that, and I still can't find it on the map.
It's not too far, Congers.
No, it's right in a suburb of...
Like a stone throw up in here.
Where, it's the...
You have a Robin Williams, smile thing going.
Thank you.
I've never noticed
you pick me up?
You want to
get a drink after this?
By the way,
it is... today.
It is gay
this
pride.
This is the producer's
way.
Yeah, what is that? It's a gay pride. The float's going on.
He's going outside with
it.
You gotta be careful what you whistle at right now.
Yeah, the blue oyster is up the street.
Yeah.
The two potatoes.
Like,
wow, look at
him. I did though.
Is the two potatoes still down there?
The two potatoes.
Two potatoes?
Yeah, it was a bar in the village.
Oh, was it?
It was always past it going to Anchor.
There wasn't many gay bars in Congress, I'll say that.
There wasn't much of anything in Congress.
You couldn't find it yet.
I'll tell you. No.
But that,
well, they'll look for them. They'll find you.
Isn't that where the Wise Potato Chip Factory is up there in Congress?
You know what's up there? Linden Cookies. The Linden Chocolate Chip Cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they make that in Congress.
Terrible cookie. Terrible.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah, the two cookies in the pack?
It's too mushy.
Three, right.
Two or three? They're expensive? I mean, they're okay, but...
Okay, yeah.
Now that we had the conversation about milk earlier, I don't know.
Milk and cookies?
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy Chunk.
Yeah, Linden.
Linden's not better than Chips Ahoy. I don't eat sweets.
So anyway, I finished school, and so I stayed in St. Paul's. I didn't have the modifications in the reader, so I became like a clown. I was a reading teacher, and I was...
Oh. Was that an island, St. Paul's?
Let's put it this way. People were on reading lists. We had a reading list reader. And I didn't realize how far behind academically I was. Like, people were on reading lists, 46, and I was on, 9.
Oh, that's
It was bad. And they put me at the little table in the back, and they were... Indiana. It's
really?
Yeah, and like the two kids actually that I went to reading, they called the boiler room. They put it in there, and they would give you extra reading time. Two of them are in jail, so like that's where you go. If you're special ed, you're
caught. Two of them nice.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you had the classroom problem.
No,
because special ed kids gotta be close to the.
No. I was in the classroom, but for reading, they pulled me out and gave me a little extra.
Reading.
Yeah.
Now, how do you know that the classroom has to be in it if it's?
Because I used to peek in there and laugh at them.
That's it.
They used to have. They used to have in my school. They used to have cash register class.
Get out of here.
What school is this?
No. Lincoln High School in Yonkers.
Yeah,
cash register class?
Wait, did they teach you how to work at McDonald's?
Yeah. They
teach you.
That was the McDonald's class.
They teach you, like, how to use a cash register.
I don't see that. White Castle.
I can next to the spatula class.
Go on,
here's
somewhere.
An egg, here's a pancake, I'll flip it. All right.
My buddy Vinny was saying
I don't know how to flip an egg. I ain't fucking no oh, he's my ass.
I don't
bitch.
Need no egg flipping class, motherfucker.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to black boys on the
learning. Dodge mother's the bitch! Take, 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 take.
What do you mean you want change?
What you want change for, bitch? Go to spatula class.
Well, change your underwear.
Change your drawers, special education motherfucker.
Wow,
oh, man,
cash register class.
School.
That's great. I love that one.
That's great.
I never
used to when we'd be in.
Were they plugged up?
No, our high school had this. You know, I don't want to say retarded. That's screwed
oh,
up. Right?
Oh, you have
just
to.
Just still.
And you have to slow
tiptoe around because you're having dyslexia.
We're slow.
You know, I'm like the gay guy in the group now. You guys tiptoe around like, oh, I started to say fag. Don't worry about it.
No, I mean we had to slow people
a fag.
In our high school.
You had slow people like they had their own groups and stuff.
Not it. Yeah. Had cash register class. I walked into the bathroom once. It was crazy.
Helen, I'm listening to this
you
podcast.
You eat like a hamburger.
So the kids in your school, the first ones were Bluetooth. Without Bluetooth, they're just talking to somebody. Hello.
It's a rubber band with the cell phone.
Two of the kids had hockey helmets on.
Hockey
helmets.
This is football.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. These guys don't have kids.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm finished with kids.
Well, you go ahead.
God bless them.
Sorry.
But there's more kids like that now. Today, because of the processed food and the milk and the shots they give them.
You went
birth.
To school, they took.
No, you know what it is? I don't think there's more kids like that now. What I think
absolutely.
Is parents can't deal with the fact that the kids actually aren't intelligent.
And,
really,
they
can't.
And everybody's
I
like,
had processing
kids
issues
drugs,
that
right.
were diagnosed according to
right.
like, the reading test.
Today you'd
these
be on
kids
drugs.
Are just fucking lazy, and they the parents live up in fucking Westchester and in Whiteville, and they're just so scared the kid's not going to move up to the fucking country club. Fuck that. That's ain't learning disability.
And what's the population in Westchester White people.
Come on.
That's where Clinton
one Chinese
is.
Guy and 80 fucking white people.
That's where Clinton.
He delivers the fucking
food. Clinton. President Clinton's
I'll
there.
Show around now, fucking, I say shit backwards all fucking time. Fuck you. You fuck.
Thank you.
So that leaves me with your impressions. Okay. Now, when you went up to Caroline's, I know your mother says that she couldn't hear your freaking act because the woman next to her kept banging her drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, how can you not hear Kevin? He's always yelling.
Yeah,
that is true.
At the top of his lungs. And she's like, yeah, I couldn't hear her because she
yeah.
kept banging the drink.
Yeah. Is my mother Indian? What's going on? I don't know.
That's my
what are you talking about? I can't hear me eating dirty.
That's your Irish right there? That Irish sucks.
We went to this nightclub and it was Caroline's.
Caroline's. I'm done with my shillelagh.
Yeah, that is my son. We come
from Ireland. I'm talking in the light.
Do you want some Guinness?
He's Obama.
Yeah, your mother's Irish. Yeah, your mother's Irish.
Yeah.
And your dad is American from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Hence you being born in the Bronx, or no, Rockland County.
We moved from the.
Where's this guy from?
We moved from the Bronx.
Shortly
after I was born. Yes.
You moved to the Bronx after being born.
When the Bronx was burning, we moved.
Right.
I was there for the burning.
That's when it was the Fort Apache. The Bronx.
I watched
yeah.
Paul Newman. That movie was filmed in my neighborhood.
Fort Apache.
Yep. I watched. We threw rocks. At Paul Newman.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't have a shot.
I'm not even joking. It's
really?
The whole park. Yeah.
The rocks he collected?
Yeah.
Rocks.
Wait a minute. It is.
The last cab collected.
Here's the real
blood stain on a rock. It's Paul Newman's blood stain on my rock.
So you don't want a fucking rock.
I have a fucking Dolomite on my shelf at home.
It's like, oh, I want some salad dressing.
It was wild back then, dude.
We were kids.
We were kids.
Hey, welcome to the Bronx, Paul.
Like, we didn't hit
him. Hey, blue eyes, you want a rock in your face?
He was far away.
This is from Jenny.
Welcome to the Bronx.
You're no Robert Redford. You know.
You're no firefighter either. Put this out.
Now.
You filming what?
You killed all the Apaches, cracker.
Yeah, yeah. Salad dressing sucks.
That's what happened.
Once again, thank you for listening to HP Oddcast. Hope you enjoyed. Here's a sound clip for the next HP Oddcast.
Facebook profile is her bent over looking through her legs.
Oh, I got it.
Are you kidding me?
And the principal's like, do you think this is appropriate? And she's like, what?
That's my time.
He's waving his arm.
I was like, Miss Houston.
She has to be black.
Yeah.
I said, listen, you know, it's inappropriate. No joke, but I came in.
She's not Irish.
She's not Irish. No, Jesus, no.
She would have sounded Hindu.
She would be Mick Houston.
Yeah, Mick Houston.
Yeah.
Patio Houston.
Ah, Jesus.
Patio Houston. Two D's.
There's no Irish health teacher talking about shit. The Irish teachers take their own classes.
Houston.
They have to take their own classes on sex.
Can I promote something?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. By all means. All
right, two things.
Eddie McGuire.
Eddie McGuire. Go to YouTube, The Knuckleheads, a sitcom, and go to 7unknown.com. That's the number 7. 7unknown.com. And I've got a couple of books on there. There's going to be a whole series of books. And the dramas, thrillers, they take place in the South Bronx. You got serial killers robbing drug dealers and all types of mafia stuff. And beautiful.
And you wrote... This is your material?
Yes.
Great.
So you got the funny stuff and you got the drama.
And I'll probably put that on my website so everybody can just click on it and make it a little easier. And yourself?
Raheem? I have nothing to say.
Can I say one more thing real quick from the book?
Sure.
It's MAGWA, folks. KevinMcGee.net.
No capital?
No, just Kevin. Not like the K-Bon, but Kevin.
K-Bon. K-Bon.
So the Bronx spelling, Kevin. K-Bon, no. Kevin McGee is MAGWA.net. Sorry, it's great.